Welcome, everybody, to the Daily Podcast. It is Thursday, November 21st. I am Melissa, an intern here at MGK, and today we are talking about the Nutella Hotel. Chris Christopherson was brought up on the show today. We are sharing the worst Thanksgiving stories. We got a song story for you, of course. We'll be telling you about a research team that could have cured cancer, but instead did this. And Pink Floyd cover band The Machine was in the studio today. If you want to hear them playing, you can go to our Facebook. Legally, we can't play music on the podcast. And enjoy the Daily Podcast.
You know, the pop-up thing, ever since, I don't know who did it first, like, you know, pop-up bar, pop-up store,
sure.
Right? Nutella is doing a pop-up hotel.
Hotel?
Yes, doing a pop-up hotel, the Hotella Nutella.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's some more play there.
Yeah. You know how you get there?
I don't.
Take the Hershey Highway.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
Janis Joplin and Chris Christopherson's Me and Bobby McGee. A lot of people don't realize that's a cover song. She didn't even want to do it. and a producer said, this is a great song. Chris Christopherson got nowhere with it, really.
Okay.
It made some rumbles in country music. That man meant a lot of changes in the music industry, and people don't even realize about it. He was the first person to ever write a song about, having sex with somebody.
What? Right?
Or even just sleeping with somebody.
Really?
Nobody had ever, it was very puritanical, you know. And we're not talking about all that time, all that long ago, but his song, Help Me Make It Through the Night, you know, and the idea of it, come and lay down by my side. No one said things like that in a song. Come, come and lay down with me. And it was like a big uproar of it, but the song became huge, and everyone and his mother went out and re-recorded it. It got covered hundreds of times.
My parents had so many Chris Christopherson records
up. He was absolutely brilliant.
Which explains them having five kids now.
He translated that into an acting gig.
Yeah.
Blade.
Right.
Really?
No, long before.
I know.
Blade
was the first movie I saw with Chris Christopherson in it. No, he was a vampire hunter.
No. He was the helper of the vampire hunter.
Oh, right. Yeah. He did Wesley Snipes' taxes, but forgot to do them one year, and that's how he got dirty.
The John DeBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
There is a map that came out this morning based on geotagging on Google and Twitter and stuff like that, or Gooter.
Right? I like Gooter.
Gooter.
And
Gooter
and
Twitter. Gooter. That's going to be our new one. All right. And it's most hated Thanksgiving foods. And, and you get cranberry sauce is one of the more popular ones. Sweet potatoes is up there, too. Green bean casserole, which I find hysterical because
that's delicious.
Yeah, but it's the people who hate it are all in the middle of the country where they grow the green beans.
Okay.
Right.
And
then
sick of
three
them.
States, Maine, Oregon, and Idaho, their most hated thing. Turkey.
What?
Turkey is their most hated thing. Yeah. So, have you had anything go wrong? Ever have anything go wrong on a Thanksgiving?
In terms of
a disaster, whether it was like something went wrong cooking, what was the disaster that happened? Something that happened with Uncle Bob.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah. So an uncle got a little drunk at Thanksgiving.
A little?
Yeah, a little to the point where he started mouthing off to my grandma. About my grandmom, his mother-in-law, at the table.
Did he know who he was talking to?
Yeah, at the table.
Is he that drunk?
Yeah.
Yikes.
We don't see him very often.
I love when stereotypes come to life like that. The drunk uncle.
Yeah.
For us, it's probably nothing crazy, but when my grandma has, too many rum cokes
of hers,
she says things that are very innocent, but very off color.
Uh-huh.
You know? Uh-huh. From an era removed, and we have to be like, Grandma, you might want to hush up.
Say that a little differently. We don't use that word anymore.
Right. I love those moments, though. I move down towards her. I'm like, let's hash this out.
Yeah, right. It's time for you to get a little more Coke and a little less rum. And of course, there's always the story of, the guy who, it usually involves a frozen turkey. There's the woman who didn't know that you had to defrost it.
Yeah.
You had to defrost it first and then put it in the oven.
Uh-huh.
My mom did one of those once. Not that she did. She just didn't defrost it enough. Well, why isn't the turkey cooked? Because it's still cold. Right? And then there's the guy who takes the frozen turkey and he's going to deep fry it.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes this ball of ice and he puts it into, you know, 20 gallons of oil, hot oil. And oh, what a surprise. You got oil all over you. We're looking for your Thanksgiving disasters. The phones are lined up. Let's go to the phones. I think we have Diane here. Good morning, Diane. How you doing?
Good morning. Couldn't be better.
All right. Well, Diane, what was your Thanksgiving disaster?
Last year was my daughter's first Thanksgiving to cook for the family.
Okay.
And she had Uncle Boozy with her from the Virgin Islands, and he was up all night the night before partying and forgot to put the turkey in on time. So my brother comes in with six great bottles of wine. Everything was done. We were eating hors d'oeuvres, drinking wine, get ready to put it all out on the table, and realize the turkey still had two more hours to cook.
Oh, oh man. God.
So we were all toasted before the turkey was toasted.
Paul, what about you? What was your Thanksgiving disaster?
Family's big Lions fans. My dad's got a bad temper, and mine's were getting their butts kicked. He kicked the footstool, the leg slipped over and went right through the TV screen.
Oh, man, my God.
Don, what was your Thanksgiving disaster?
We were having 20-something people over for Thanksgiving, and I see my wife over by the counter crying. She opened the oven door, and she had cooked a turkey at 500 degrees, and when she opened the door, there was nothing left.
Oh, my God.
That's like Christmas vacation turkey.
Oh, my God.
Nothing but bones.
Barb?
My Thanksgiving disaster was my two cats ate the raw turkey legs.
How did they get to it?
Well, it was defrosting in the sink.
You know what? It's better to have no dark meat than no meat at all.
You got that right.
Have a good morning. Tim, what was your Thanksgiving disaster?
So one year we had assigned seating at the Thanksgiving Day table, and my sister didn't like where she was sitting, so she opened up the oven and threw the turkey on the ground.
Are you serious? How old was she?
We were kids.
Oh. Did you pick the turkey up and did you guys still eat it?
It took a couple seconds to process what we were supposed to do at that point.
Oh, I would have eaten the turkey. It's fine. Just cut the top layer off.
Right, that's the five-second rule works. Unless you have a two-second dog like we learned last week.
that was a problem, too.
So, Tom, what was your disaster?
When we first got married, we lived in a small apartment over top of a house. And we were cooking our turkey for the first time. And we open up the oven, and all of a sudden, there's flames coming out of the oven. My wife and I are really panicking, obviously. We call the fire department, and in the middle of it, she's shouting out, "Baking soda, baking soda." So we threw that on the turkey, and that put the fire out, but the whole apartment was filled with black smoke.
Oh, God.
We ended up getting Chinese, and, it wasn't too bad. The cranberry sauce made it a really good meal. So.
Nothing I like more than General Tso's and cranberry sauce.
I bet Chinese places kill it on Thanksgiving.
They do.
You know, they love the holiday.
Peter, what about yourself?
My uncle was trying to kill a fly. It had just landed on the globe above the Thanksgiving dinner that we had all laid out. We were getting ready to start passing out plates and go around the table.
Oh, God.
And he destroyed the globe and broke the glass all over the Thanksgiving dinner, ruining dinner for all of us.
Oh, my God. Hey, honey, how is turkey so crunchy?
It was. It was an especially crunchy and shardy Thanksgiving dinner.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
It's ridiculous.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by the all-new Barbera on the Boulevard. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess. Van Halen, we all think of Van Halen as a super act, but of course, like so many other bands, they were just a bar band when they started out and played bars in L.A. areas. As a matter of fact, they got together because they were a band and David Lee Roth had a PA, right? And that's what put the two of them together on stage. And they would play bars and, bar customers want to be able to, hear, songs they can dance to. And David Lee Roth once explained that when he was looking for cover songs, one of the songs he came across was The Kinks, You Really Got Me, and he found that was a real crowd pleaser.
I said, well, I'll locate the rock tunes that are suitable to our general disposition musically, but that you can dance to. Because, I mean, come on, you can't get up there and play LaGrange by ZZ Top. They don't dance to that. You sort of go up and down vertically, and it's great, but it ain't, excuse me, what's your name? Do you come here often? You Really Got Me was one of the most popular ones. It's hard rock groove, but you can dance to it without spilling your beverage of your choice.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
It is time once again for an exciting episode of
They Could Have Cured Cancer,
but they went on with this. Ready for this one?
Okay.
Scientists at Rice University, this should get Taylor very interested because it has to do with, you know, social media.
Uh-huh.
All right, scientists at Rice University went through a bunch of data from sites like Facebook and Instagram after, you know, and after they did all of the number crunching, here's what they came up with. The more groups within a social media platform that you join, the more friends you'll make.
What?
Yeah, shocking.
Well.
Shocking. Very, very shocking. So yeah, and you could join any group. Like, you know, you may not like Slipknot, but if you can join that, more than likely you'll make one or two friends.
Yeah, with masks on.
Right.
You don't know who they are.
But you don't know who they are. They'll all have masks on. But once again,
they could have cured cancer.
But they worked on this.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.